Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So the protests and the clashes continue on the campus of UCLA in Los Angeles, California. We continue to watch this happen. And, of course, meanwhile, Hamilton Hall at Columbia was cleaned out by NYPD. And what we'll just call the usual suspects are pretty up in arms about that. Somehow the police being brought in to actually clear a building that was occupied by protesters that they broke into. Well, that's just not right. That is a storming of the building and this kind of thing. Oh, it's kind of like it used to be way back in the Vietnam era. All right, this, you know, it's we're back to the heady days of that, I guess. I think most Americans watch this and say, nope, I don't think that sounds like that. This is something, even insofar as it is very different than we saw back then. But at any rate, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we are heading through this Wednesday edition. Hour number three is beginning right now as we continue to monitor this live and unfolding breaking situation in Los Angeles. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com, send us a direct message. And we've got Denise Simon with us from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
So in the time that we climbed up to the top of the hour news there, we're continuing to watch what's happening on the campus at UCLA. Have you noticed anything different or anything intensifying in that time?
Well, let me mention a couple of things. USF, which is right here in Tampa, it cleared a protest. They gave them until 5 o'clock. It was a small one, but nonetheless, they tried to set up a tent city. And at 5:30, it was pretty much cleared. Rubber bullets, tear gas, done. And law enforcement was picking up all the tents and the sleeping stuff and storage stuff and putting them all into a big pile. So, they had helicopters. And it just kind of shows you that that's the way they deal with it here in Florida. It didn't last very long.
Right, right. And maybe that's best, because otherwise what we're witnessing right now continues to kind of continue to slowly boil, and it can't be good.
Yeah. Our old friend, Weather Underground Bill Ayers, he joined in on the protests going on in Chicago. So he has reared his ugly head. And the president of Columbia, I just read the letter that she wrote to the legal affairs department at the NYPD, where I think it was two pages. She formally requested NYPD's presence. To clear the building, blah, 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 blah. And ask, interestingly enough, that they stay on campus until May 17th. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a one-off for them.
Right. Because there's going to be graduations and things like that happening before everybody really actually clears out. Well, AOC was, I think she tweeted out basically something about, bringing in the police like this was the wrong thing to do. They should have de-escalated it like some of these other places, et cetera, et cetera. And if any kid is hurt, it's going to be on the mayor, this kind of stuff. How many times can you occupy a building or do other things that are just unlawful, for one thing, and the police can't do anything in her vision?
There's something that's actually bigger here, and I was asking a friend of mine last night. I said, we're missing something here, that the president of Columbia and I would say the, you know, board of trustees of these schools and whatnot, there's something else that's going on here that we're really missing, that they would be this tolerant in all of this. And I think I finally figured it out, because the first of my thought was Act Blue. Well, as it turns out, Act Blue is very involved in all of this, because the money that's coming in to pay for these Palestinian protests, Act Blue takes a cut of.
Wow.
So now we have a RICO situation, racketeering.
Yeah, indeed. Well, and of course, you've also got people clashing, and you've got people, there's something in the Jerusalem Post of what actually happened at UCLA, where a young Jewish student was not allowed to go to class. And this singling people out, number one, that's a deprivation of your civil rights. I'm sure we had a caller earlier, isn't that kind of a hate crime? Yeah, I mean, all these things really start to apply. And we have, I just can't imagine, you know, what, in other words, let's just say tomorrow all these protests were over. Are these same people going to go back to class and say, oh, yeah, we harassed you because you were Jewish? I mean, that doesn't go away overnight.
Well, first of all, it said that 58% of the students at Columbia are foreign, 58%. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. We don't know what percentage of those that are involved in all things Columbia that are not students. We don't know that number. But it clearly, there is a pile of these people, wherever these protests are, they are not students. And early yesterday, I happened to see a video. In the lower right-hand corner of the video, there was Lisa Fithian.
Oh, yeah, the protest consultant person or something?
Well, yeah. She's a trainer.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has been escalating and using updated creative tactics. So she is the go-to person now for these organizations that are participating in these protests. But, there she was.
Yeah, which means...
And she's telling people on campus that she's associated with the university. Really?
Oh, wow.
It is either one is a lie, or it could be true that the university is approving this.
Wow. I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. Short break. More with Denise Simon. Right here. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we are coming right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So I'm just going to say this once. I don't know how to disperse these people come morning at UCLA, but I was just thinking, who's going to clean all this stuff up? I mean, this is really ridiculous. And you know who has to do that? The groundskeeper has to do that. So I don't know. I'd be on the phone to the groundskeeper and say, come in tomorrow morning with your army of workers and with your blowers, and I think you could probably irritate these people right off campus with enough of the leaf blowers going as much as you can. I know I'm not trying to be too flip on this. I'm really not. But honestly, I don't get it. We're watching all these kinds of terrible altercations. By the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We got Denise Simon with us as well, and Denise, I'm watching these altercations where they're spraying pepper spray at one another. They're beating each other with boards. They're shining lasers at each other's eyes. This is
fireworks
out of hand. And fireworks. Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is really out of hand. I mean, if this was happening at a shopping mall, the police would stop it.
It will. It will end up there. I'm telling you. Once these campuses essentially close for the semester and graduation and whatnot. I mean, you still have school over the summer and so forth, but they'll move. They'll move to other public events.
Yeah.
Baseball games and so forth. As an aside, I'm looking at a letter, so this may explain some things, too. It's dated the 26th of April to Governor Hochul, Mayor Eric Adams, D.A. Alvin Bragg, the Columbia University president, and the NYU Office of the President. It's on CARE letterhead, Council for American Islamic Relations, New York. Dear Governor Hochul and so forth, we, the undersigned, want to express our solidarity with the students at Columbia University and many other students and faculty who were on the front lines calling for a ceasefire and peace in Palestine and for the universities to divest companies complicit in the violation of Palestinian human rights as the United States continue to fund horrific murder and genocide, blah, 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 blah. So there you go.
Wow.
There's your Middle Eastern Islamic money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And it's interesting, too, because they're calling for the divestment. They're saying that there's
the GDS.
Yeah, the human rights are being violated, but not a word about the Jewish people in Israel whose human rights were violated because they were deprived of their human life, for one thing, and or attacked in such grisly ways. And you know, Denise, you mentioned that documentary the other night, and listeners have been seeing it. They've been commenting about it.
Yes, they have.
And these things, to say that they're grisly is not the word, right?
No, it's not.
We need bigger words or something for this, this horrific stuff that is part of this documentary. It should be making these people actually go, okay, well, we got to get the answer is to stop Hamas, not to stop Israel in that sense.
Several people have reached out to me after I recommended it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Sheryl Sandberg, by the way, is the one who financed the documentary. There were 2,200 interviews for that. It didn't all make it into the documentary, but just so you know that, you know, she covered the ground, she and the production company and so forth. But Sheryl Sandberg was hired by Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook to monetize Facebook. And she did. It was successful, obviously. She's worth about $3 billion, by the way. So financing this video, this documentary, was kind of like lunch money for her.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that I was part of a distribution list of the GoPro footage that the IDF had taken during the attacks on October 7 and post-attacks. And I watched many of them for about a week and a half, and then there wasn't any point in watching more of them.
Yeah.
And the video that I saw was not in that film. It couldn't be in the film. So what you see in Screams Before Silence is kind of like a deck chair off the Titanic on how bad it really was. But this is one of the reasons I stomp my feet with my hands on my hips, because none of these Arab leaders and these that are here in the United States, like the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE, are saying a blasted thing when it comes to this is a new low of militant Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still trying, and you got Blinken over there, still trying to put the burden on Israel for humanitarian causes. And it... You know, the truth of the matter is militant Islam has done this, and it continues to do it, as we're seeing here on our campuses. And I would say they should be picking up the tab for all of that, and that every one of them should be compensating the victims of Israel.
No kidding. No kidding. And, you know, we had a listener question earlier from Jura, and she was asking the Biden administration is considering bringing, as we've talked about before, it's eventually going to happen, bring the Palestinian refugees to the United States.
The Biden administration is actually working now to create what are known as field offices. And those field offices would be located in a couple of countries, Turkey, Jordan, Qatar, in order to field these applications of refugees and what they call economic migrants, which is obviously the new word or the new mission of the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, and bring in more newcomers. They're just newcomers.
Right. Yeah. Wayward travelers.
Wayward traveler, right. And well, and of course, what I'd heard about it, though, is that there's is there really a small amount of Palestinians who are actually getting into Egypt? Because part of this might be based on getting Egypt to process or bring in more people that could be processed out of there. But, you know, why, again, why isn't the pressure instead to bring them to the United States, but carve out other areas right now in Egypt or Jordan for something like that?
Hey, I mean, I've been stomping my feet on that one for a couple of weeks, or a couple of months now.
Right.
And in fact, it was on Brett Baer's show last night. He actually came out and said, why are we the place when all of these other Middle Eastern countries refuse to take them?
Right.
Refuse to take them.
Yeah, and why aren't the protesters mad about that? I mean,
right.
They protest about that now, but only because we're looking at practical answers to this. And, of course, in the meantime, you know, if Hamas is going to dig in Rafah, they know what's going to happen. They know that Israel's hand is getting forced in this. Israel can't just say, okay, no Rafah invasion because we just don't like the press that we're getting.
With the kind of money that these the dark money, the the efforts that are being thrown at this, you know, Israel gave up the territory of Gaza and said, okay, here, you go build your lives. We're out of here. Including digging up cemeteries of Israelis that were buried, you know, when Gaza was part of Israel, and said, here. And this is how they handled it.
Yeah.
So try it again. But try it again now without Israel and make the Middle Eastern countries deal with it. And as I said, Gaza should be a buffer zone. It should be a desert. There should be nothing there. And go put them in the northern part of Sinai. Build some resorts. It's on the water. Go deal with it. And do it one more time and see if it works.
But
say, we don't have to be the dumping ground.
No, I agree. But even if that were to happen, and I hear you, I'm 100%. But their mission to destroy Israel would never actually go away.
Of course.
That's why Gaza became the way that it was to begin with. Exactly. So that's the underlying problem. And the two-state solution people just, you know, either refuse to see that or don't at all. All right. Stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back. We'll open up the telephone lines. When we come back, stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News update. House Speaker Mike Johnson thinks the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrators have surpassed protected free speech rights.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
Johnson's remarks follow protesters at the university barricading themselves inside an academic building. Immigration remains the top concern in the U.S., marking the third consecutive month it's ranked number one, according to a recent Gallup poll. Other concerns listed by respondents include the economy, inflation, and government. Walmart is closing all 51 of its health care centers and discontinuing virtual health care services. The strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in health care access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm importing foreign products. I'm exporting their products.
We're exporting what? I don't know. I still don't know. It's impossible to know what kind of products Joe Biden is exporting, my friends. Welcome back to the show, of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine this morning. And we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about, continuing to monitor these clashes, which are getting very violent, at least individual to individual. Pretty much watching somebody almost, you know, pretty much get brained by a 2x4, it looks like.
Where did the plywood come from? Did you see all the plywood?
Yeah, that's right. And
I mean, they're all holding up 4x8 sheets of plywood. Well, I don't know about California, but plywood's expensive over here in Florida.
Yeah, no, it's expensive here, too. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. And they got that. They got the big beach umbrellas or, you know, table umbrellas.
That's for tear gas.
Exactly. Exactly. But you've got people that in some cases in sort of the DMZ there between the forces that they're clashing and they're throwing some pretty significant blows.
Anything they can find.
Yeah. Yeah,
if anybody gets injured, they just sort of drag them off and then replace them with the next row of protesters.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are people that are injured. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I have seen blood, from people streaming down one person's head. All right, folks, we're back. 949-822-7959. We got some telephone callers. We're going to start here with Backgammon Bob. Here we go. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Denise, Kyle.
Hey.
Two or three things. As far as Kyle mentioned earlier about the classrooms and stuff, why don't they have cameras in the classrooms to help have some accountability for these teachers that are indoctrinating our children? Also help prevent maybe some violence by the students. Just think it would be a good idea to have the, have records of things that happen in the classrooms. As far as the students and stuff, I think they should have time in jail for them. Arrest them, put them in jail 10 to 30 days, no bail. That way it would take them out of the action. And I always say, on this type of thing, mm-hmm. it's better to kill them in the spring before they bite you in the fall. And one last comment is, and I ask the dean, do you think Biden will survive until the election, or will they replace him, or what? All right, that's
good,
it.
Good question. Thanks.
You know, your last question was something that I said to my husband just as I was going to bed last night. I said, I don't think that Biden can survive this. And some of the left-wing cable news outlets are somewhat expressing that. So could there be an incident? And I wasn't thinking this before. I just kind of dismissed it. But now, because of all of this, could he have some kind of a health event between now and the Democratic convention in Chicago? Because these groups have already said they will be at the DNC. So I don't know how. I mean, it was going to be bad enough without all of this going on.
Yeah. No
and
kidding.
Now with
I
this going on.
I think it might be
Yeah, so then we're going to end up with Kamala Harris or somebody else. So anyway, I was just throwing that possibility out to my husband last night that they could be scheming on something. Well, they're plotting something, and then they're putting probably a grade to these plots, saying, well, this one could work if we do this, or this one could work. So let's put all these options on the table.
Indeed. Tell you what, let's head over to Anthony in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, that one young Jewish kid, to me, shows a lot of bravery. He should be praised for his standing up for David towards these Goliath, these Philistines out there, you know. And where are the leftist Jews out there, you know, in this country, you know? You know, sitting back, just letting it happen. Yeah, you know, it, to me, it's amazing. Same scenario in Germany, you know, when kind of just follow along until the table turn on them. And again, where are all these parents, these knucklehead Neanderthals out there?
Yeah, Anthony,
you know, they need to be able to cover these kids and show them who they are and put the blame on their parents, penalize their parents, fine them. So, and then the media here, again, what a joke, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, those people are still intrigued with Fox.
Well, I'll tell you what, Anthony, we're having a little trouble hearing you. It sounds like it might be
my last comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the media here in Tampa, you know, especially the Fox affiliate, Fox 13, those viewers are still plugged in on those stations. Any common sense, flood their phone lines with protests. Why aren't you bringing up issues pertaining to the truth, what's going on in Gaza, about these Jewish students being harassed. You know, flood their lines with complaints, man. I mean, hit their advertisers. Do everything you can to have them stand up. You know, I mean, they claim to be you know, the voices of the Tampa Bay area, but they don't focus in on the other constituents, the other residents of this Bay Area. So get on them, man. And anyways, I'm all pro Israel, man. So go. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Anthony.
Well,
appreciate
I'm glad
the call.
He actually talked about the local stations because I was watching a little bit of WFLA yesterday, which always annoys me. And JB, the guy over there that kind of takes over, I was watching it because of the protests at USF, and he said, "Yeah, the conflict." The war between Israel and the Palestinian states. And I mean, I whipped my head around and went, whoa. Palestinian states?
Yeah,
what? So I get on there and I just said, JB, can you get any more stupid? There's no such thing as a...
No kidding. Tell you what, let's head over. We got Mel giving us a call from up in New York this morning. Good morning, Mel.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey.
Yes, hi. What I think this problem would be to outlaw masks on campuses because
they
these people
that.
Can't be identified. So with that, I think that would be a one step closer. Being able to arrest and expel and whoever's a citizen of this country to be deported back to where they came from. Thank you.
Yeah. Mel, they've tried a couple of things like that with having them remove their masks. The school put out the thing that you can't have masks or cover your faces. Well, everybody's ignoring that one. Jim Jordan got on TV yesterday, and he actually, along with the speaker, said that virtually every House committee, not just oversight, not just judicial, they have all gotten on to investigating every part of all of this, the money, the people, the whole thing, and they actually sent a letter. Of course, you have to have, I know sending a letter, strongly written letter, but if that's the way the government works, you have to send letters so there's a paper trail, over to Mayorkas, making certain demands and giving them a heads up and requests that they need some documents and so forth and so on. So this is a time that, the FBI had the largest investigation as it's going on in J6. The House, under Speaker Johnson, has authorized essentially the largest investigation with all the heads of all the committees to investigate the money and really what is going on with these operatives on these college campuses. And again, the college campuses, I think, is only the beginning. This is going to be with us all the way through the DNC. And I think it'll start affecting all kinds of public spaces, including baseball games over the summer, vacation resorts, hotels, whatever events are going on, wherever they are. So,
that's a testament then to this support that they have. I don't mean popular support, but the bad influences, the money support, these kinds of things. And because all this is also designed just to be destabilizing to our society and to our government, essentially.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, This tells you of, I just read you the letter from CARE New York that went to, the top people at the university. So the investigations are underway on where these monies and these operas are, with Code Pink and Lisa Fithian and Act Blue and CARE and American Muslims for Palestinians and so forth. So there's lots of people that are on it. These committees in the House are going to get a lot of help, but we don't have subpoena power. They do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, 24 hours from now, we're going to be talking again about this.
The same thing.
Yeah. Well, take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Folks, we're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Wednesday edition of the program. And we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, joining us right now, of course, as we do each morning here in this segment of the program. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Head over there. Find out all about Chris's radio program, also his podcasts, and much more. And boy, am I glad he's here, because we've got a lot going on in the economy. And Chris Markowski, we've got a lot going on even live overnight right now at UCLA with these protests that are going on, or these clashes, I should say. All right, Chris, I think you're there.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm getting like two different feeds in my ear at the same time. I'm better.
Cool. Yeah, so what do you think about, first off, obviously, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the economy, but what do you think about these protests or these clashes that are going on at UCLA that we've been monitoring here this morning?
I haven't heard about what's going on at UCLA. I know that they cracked down a little bit at Columbia. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, they did. They've got some anti-Israel protesters, of course, but then you've got the pro-Israel protesters. They've been kind of clashing out there on the lawn there at UCLA, and it's been building up overnight. But it seems to be something that, you know, this was inevitable, you know, and I hate to say, I hope it doesn't really start up in different areas, too, where you actually have two different groups going at each other.
Well, I Columbia, I mean, I know a little bit more because it's a little bit closer here. I don't know what the situation is at UCLA. You know, that's kind of like the way we've kind of fallen into here. In this country, it's kind of like a mob rule and letting the mob do whatever they want to do. And, you know, to me, it's hard. I got three kids, two kids in college, one going next year. And, my question, where are the parents, on this, allowing their kids to behave, in such a way? And I'm a free speech guy. I did a podcast on this. I have no problem with protesting and free speech. And, you know, I would look to the University of Florida and what they did there, and the great leadership of Ben Sass was running that, and basically said, you know, you guys have the right to free speech, and you can hold the place cards and do things, but you can't, you know, you can't use amplification devices, you can't go into buildings, you can't do any of these things, or, you know, you're out. It would have been real simple with Columbia right away as far as, expelling people. I mean, normally if you went and you destroyed, you know, any type of school property, you'd get thrown out of school, or you did anything that you weren't supposed to do, you know, setting up a tent on the quad. If I'm back in college, decided to set up, you know, tents on the quad, we'd get, you know, thrown out, and we'd be dealt with. I don't know. Maybe because they're paying customers, and the school just wants to, you know, to continue to get that money coming in. But this is, you know, this is nothing new. I mean, we can go back to the riot situation. Black Lives Matter and all that was taking place a few years ago when Trump was president, and how, that wasn't handled in various different areas, and, you know, what took place in like Portland and other areas and New York and Washington. I mean, it was shameful, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Inmates run the asylum. Like I said, you know, we live in a free speech country, but we're also supposed to have the rule of law. We're not a nation of men. We're a nation of laws. That's how we're supposed to operate. You break the law, there needs to be consequences for that. And, to me, I don't understand what you're accomplishing here. You're not, you know, winning over hearts and minds or anything like that when you act like this. You're just, you're making a fool of yourself. And again, it's a nation that continues to be lost, in my opinion, as we continue to spiral out of control. Yeah. So this is different than, you know, American citizens and Vietnam and whatnot and what took place then. This is a whole different ball of wax. To me, I think a lot of these kids, quite frankly, are lost. We've got a lot of really bad parents, as far as I'm concerned, here in this country, not doing their job. How you allow your kids to act like this in such a matter. And yeah, they should be thrown out. But the reality is schools are so expensive. What's Columbia, around $90,000 a year?
Oh, yeah.
They're paying customers, and the school's trying to figure out a way to keep their customers.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. And very well said, Chris, about, unfortunately, the state of affairs. And I also think you're right. The difference between what we're seeing now and what we saw, for example, back in the Vietnam era. But, you know, you've got Republic First Bank. It's a regional lender in Philadelphia, and evidently it shut down on Friday by bank regulators. Is this a one-off, do you think, or is this a harbinger of things to come as we go through the rest of this year?
No, I do think we're going to continue to see more. I do. I think it's going to be more, and I think the commercial real estate situation is much worse than everyone really has their arms around and actually realizes. I mean, I happen to live in an area where if a home goes up for sale, there's multiple offers and it's sold very, very quickly. But, you know, I can drive through, you know, the main street here in our town, and I see, you know, commercial real estate office building after office building for rent everywhere. And, you know, if the same thing holds true in these urban areas, people are not going back. It's like basically they're trying to hold back, you know, the tide that has to come in. And, you know, we need to, you know, we need wrecking balls is what we need. A lot of this commercial real estate needs to go away. We don't really have any leadership on these issues in many of these urban areas, and the leadership there, again, you know, they're scared out of their mind too, because they want to continue to have that tax revenue flowing in. That'll be another issue, is that, being able to provide for services. But, I don't see it anything going back to the days of, the 1950s, 1960s, 70s Mad Men days, with everybody going into the office and hanging out like they did in the past. It's a different reality. Yeah, to do letter to kids and whatnot, they still want to go and work, and they should. But, a lot of people come to the realization, I don't need to be in the office 5 days a week. I don't have to be there 2 to 3 days. And that's, again, that's the product, you should have seen that coming, of technology. Just like newspapers and magazines and whatnot should have realized that the internet was going to hurt their business. And they didn't, deal with it properly at that point in time. I mean, jobs that you needed to have, like, several secretaries and support staff and things like that within an office setting, it's just no longer. I mean, I go back to when I started, going back to the early 1990s and, what was involved on Wall Street and the support staff and the runners, all these things. It's, you don't need any of that anymore. I mean, you could work on a laptop on a boat. And, have the technology handle a lot of those things. So why have such a large footprint? And, again, it has to be dealt with, and there's a long way to go to the downside.
No, you're exactly right about that. And that goes even for stuff that goes in these offices. You know, it used to be you'd have to have these really expensive telephone systems, and you'd have to be in the office to answer the phone. Now you can have an app on your cell phone and have your own extension, and people think they're calling you at your office. But you, like you said, you could be on a boat somewhere. You could be, in Spain or something like that, and still, service your clients.
Well, the Europeans are they're smart when they're doing this. Many people are now, even Italy, just they enhance their visa program now to make it comparable to what Portugal and Greece and other countries are doing over there, and Americans are like, oh, okay, I can go and live and work over here, and the cost of living is a lot less. Why not? And they're going ahead, and they're doing that because you don't need to be anywhere. I mean, like I said, back in the day when I, needed people to keep my books and, manually log trades and writing tickets for, purchases of securities and whatnot. I mean, I think about it right now. It was a few decades ago, but it might as well have been, 200 years ago, based upon the type of advances that were made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. And that's changed the whole paradigm. And that goes right back to what you were talking about with commercial real estate. I just don't see that. That paradigm would never really come back, in my opinion. So you can't just repurpose these buildings. I think you're right. They have to come down.
But you can't repurpose a building that's the size of a city block.
Yeah.
I said, I think about these, I was on, some of these floors, these trading floors on Wall Street. They were bigger than a football field, bigger, as far as the eye could see. And, you can't do that. You have to have windows. You'd have to hollow out the entire middle of the building to actually make something like that work. What do you do with an office space like that? You have to knock these buildings down. They're of no use anymore, this is a smart urban planners to actually move forward with some of this.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, always fun and always informative. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
Take care. You too. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Heading up to the top of the hour news. We'll continue to let you know what's happening overnight at UCLA. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.